I want to talk about the topic of magic shows. Because this week was all about magic. Parashas Va'era, Moshe Rabbeinu appears with Aaron in front of Paro, and he puts out the stick, and the stick turns into a snake. Paro says, "What's the big deal? You're trying to do a magic trick here in Egypt. You're bringing, what's the big deal in Egypt? We're all magicians. We're all magicians in Egypt." And then he does another song with the Dam, Tzardeya. We start in this week's parasha, the Aseres Makos, the Ten Makos, and Paro in the beginning says, "It's no big deal. My magicians can do the same thing you can do. So let's not get carried away with magic in Egypt." So this brings us to the topic, are we allowed to participate in a magic show, to go see a magic show? Are we allowed to...
Not magic, it's illusion.
Okay, illusion. No, okay, so we're coming. But when we go today it's a very big source of kosher entertainment in many of the yeshivas to have in camps and night activities and Lava Malka. Children, they love this. They go wild over this. They have magicians. Sometimes they hire non-Jewish magicians. Sometimes they hire a Jewish magician. In fact, Rai Davin or Yitzchak is one of the big celebrities. He Davin's there. I don't remember his name. He's now one. He's in big. He's in demand. All of the Jewish events. He is... You see his picture. I don't remember his name.
He makes the kiddush.
I always ask him, "Am I really seeing you? Or is this just an optical illusion?" But this is. I know my nephew. My nephew has. He's pretty good. He has these magic kits, and he's pretty good. You know, some of the stuff he shows me, it's definitely impressive. Is this halachically permitted? So it's very shocking that it's a real stretch. It's a real stretch to find the heter why this is permitted. Yeah?
I remember we had such an entertainment where we were for Pesach.
Yes.
And the Jewish fellow who's the entertainer.
Okay.
Just went on this long disclaimer to satisfy the various rabbanim in the crowd.
So why did the rabbi come to the building?
Okay, so let's discuss. Let's discuss. Obviously, in the few minutes, the 20 minutes, we're not going to even begin to uncover even a tipa shaviyam of this sugya, and I'm certainly not qualified. And but let's just touch upon some of the tip of the roshe prakim of this inyan. Everything I'm telling you is coming from the RJJ Journal, the Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society from the year 1997, spring 1997. It's a fantastic, fantastic article, Magic Shows by Rabbi Moshe A. Bleich. Anyone know who he is? Rabbi Moshe A. Bleich. No, I don't think so. No, that's not. Okay, he has here, it says here that he's a member, editorial board of Machon Mishnat Rav Aaron. Who's Mishnah of Aaron? Of Aaron Lichtenstein?
Maybe Aaron Soloveitchik.
Of Aaron Soloveitchik?
Mishnah's Rav Aaron.
I don't think it's Rav Aaron Kotler. Maybe it is. Machon Mishnat with a T. It would not. With Aaron Kotler, it would not be Mishnat. It would be Mishnas.
No, they put the T in no matter who.
I think that there's a T. It sounds more like of Aaron Lichtenstein, right? I don't know. I really don't know. Whatever it is.
Put the T in.
It's a long time ago, 1997, and it's a really, really thorough article. Touched upon all of the issues. Let's just run through some of the again, just a sketch. To walk away knowing, at least to have a little appreciation of what are the issues. First thing is the pasuk in the Torah. It's in Chumash Devarim. I already turned the part. It's Chumash Devarim, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud. Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud. Parsha Shoivdim. The pasuk says V'chayver Chaver. Okay, whatever that means, I don't know what that means. Rashi says, "Shemitzoref nechashim oyakrovim oyshar chayus lamokem echad." You bring together scorpions, snakes, various creatures into one location. You bring them to like a zoo. Right? Isn't that what it is? It's a zoo. You go to the zoo. V'chayver chaver. This is an iser deraisa, because when you bring all of these creatures into one location, you create some form of connection with the other side, and they'll reveal secrets of the world. Again, I have no idea what this means. Again, another type of black magic, necromancer, where you take bones and you put it in your elbow, whatever it is. That's not our topic. V'shdoyresh el hamesim. Okay, and I actually quoted you the wrong pasuk. I quoted pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk I really want is pasuk Yud. Lo yimotzei v'cha. That's the end of the pasuk. That's the end of the thing. Lo yimotzecha ma'avir b'noy vita bo'esh. Achman l'tzlan, to put a child into fire. L'shem avod is a very common thing that was in ancient times. Kaisem kisamim. I don't know what that is. Also some type of magic. Kaisem kisam. Whatever this is. Here is the only word we need to focus on for magic shows in the 21st century. Me'onein. Me'onein means magic. Now, what kind of magic? That's the big issue. Me'onein, and then it says u'menachesh u'mechashef. There's a lot of things going on in this pasuk. Like I told you, I don't know. But one word we have to focus on, the one is me'onein. The word me'onein comes from the lashon ayin. The shorish of the word me'onein means the eye. The eye. Now, what does it mean, the eye? So let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi in Chumash. Rashi translates the word Me'oinein. He quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Elu Nosne Onos. People that make calculations in time. They look at the stars and they tell you, based upon our calculation, it's an auspicious time to do the following on Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock. Astrologists are fine. They look, they tell you that it's an auspicious time to buy the stocks or sell. Sell today at this moment. Not today. Okay, keeping track. Elu nosne. Elu nosne ono. Sho'oimim oine ployness yofel haskil. It's a good time. That's Rabbi Akiva. Now, here comes what's really critical for us. Vachachomim oim nechom say. Elu ochazei hoinayim. Okay, repeat. The chacham. What does it mean? I. What does it mean? What does it mean over here? What does it mean over here? Onain. It means elu. These people who are ochazei einayim. How do you translate those words literally? They hold your eyes. You don't want anyone. You don't want to touch your eyes. They trick your eyes. A sleight of hand. They create an illusion. An illusion. Now, if you take this at face value, if you would stop right here with Rashi, you would say, anyone that does any magic trick, even the simplest of them all, even if he tells you 100 times that I'm doing is not, I'm just, it's magic. It's just a trick. It's just, I'll show you the trick later on. I'll show it to you before, show it to you after. But if I do something where you oiches, where you fool a person into doing something which is not al derech hateva, that appears to be an iser de oiraisa with no ands, if, or buts, where the person who does this will be chayev malchus. That's what it seems to say. Isn't that what it says in the pasuk? It says the word me'oinein. And one of the three interpretations of the word me'oinein, the Gemara has another interpretation of me'oinein, but one of the two which Rashi quotes, and which the Rambam passes, we'll read around the moment, is it means achizas ho'einayim, a sleight of hand, an illusion. You create an illusion, you are in a violation of this iser deraisa.
The appearance is of a supernatural.
What?
The appearance is supernatural.
I don't know if you have to say supernatural. I don't know if it's supernatural. It's something which is like, how did you do that? Anything where you would be...
Someone would know how the thermostat would know, or would say, when you push the button up, the heat goes on. It's magic.
So you're saying a very good point. So if Moshe Feinstein actually touches upon your question, and he's a little bit, he says, well, what about Yaakov Avinu? When he was Nifter, they needed to retrieve Esav, put up a fight, and says, I'm not letting you bury your father here, because there's only one spot left in Maris Machpelah, and it's for me. So they dispatched Naphtali. Why did they dispatch Naphtali to go back to Mitzrayim to retrieve the deed? Because he was very quick on his feet. So he can run faster than anyone else. So why isn't that? So he would run, and no one can go back and forth so quickly. And he ran back, and he came back and forth, and to bring. So why isn't there motion? Why isn't there achizas soinayim? He can do something no one else can do. Here, look, in my hand there's no star. And here I am. Here's the star.
That was supernatural.
So it's not supernatural. Everyone knows that he is quick on his feet. He can run.
But he wasn't running at 5 miles an hour. He was running 10,000 miles an hour.
Okay, but he could do it. But he can do it. So what are Rav Moshe? He has other examples in Tanakh. He has other examples. What does he see from this? He sees from this is just because someone can do something you can't do doesn't mean it's in the category of achizas einayim. Because he can win the marathon. Not everyone can win the marathon. Not everyone can even walk the marathon. Forget about run the marathon. Okay, he can do it. I can't do it. So that's obviously not in the category. So your example, you turn up the thermostat and the heat goes on, that's not called achizas einayim. So it has to mean something more like what we call magic tricks. Wow, how did you go split a person into two? How did you go when you slice something like that and the thing is still intact? Something along those lines. It has to be more significant. More significant. But seemingly, it would appear from this pasuk, Zechiv Yisrael Deraisa. Now, to the rescue comes a long list of Rishonim. Let me see if I can remember the names of some of the Rishonim that come to the rescue. And they tell us, don't get... Now, also, by the way, this is... We're going very quick. This is what it says here in the pasuk. And then there is the Mishnah. And then there is the Gemara. And then there's a Rashi on the Gemara. And Rashi in the Gemara is a little bit contradictory in the point we're going to make in the moment. But basically, to cut to the chase, many Rishonim, including the Smag... Okay, the Smag was a Rishon. He was like, he listed the Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanis. Gedolos, same as Gedolos. The Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos. He compiled all of the mitzvahs and he elaborated upon each mitzvah and he set up the rules. And he basically is like a Rishon. There's something called the Rash Mishantz. That's a parish on the Mishnais. The Rash Mishantz. And there's a Rishon called Rabbeinu Hillel. And there's also the Rabbeinu Hillel wrote a commentary on the Sifra. And it appears there are others. They all immediately comment on this pasuk that the prohibition of onain is only achizas einayim within the framework of real kishuf. Now we don't. Everyone acknowledges that we don't really know what this means, but what it basically means, a person does the real thing, kishuf. There's a koyach of iser of tuma. Called kishuv, and in fact, kishuv is mentioned in this pasuk. It says here, "Lo yimatzi b'cha ma'aver b'no uvita bo'esh kosem kisamim me'oinein u'menachesh u'mechashef." Now, the kishuv is the real thing. You use the koyach of kishuv to accomplish results. You get results with the koyach of kishuv. Now, again, I'm telling you words which I do not know what it means, and everyone across the board will tell you they don't know what this means. But there's something called achizas einayim. You fool a person into believing that you did something you didn't really do, but you did it through kishuv. There is the real kishuv. When kishuv results in results, I take an animal, an ox, and I turn it into a horse. Real. Go under a microscope, and you'll see that I did it. You'll see that the DNA. This used to be a donkey, and now this is a horse. How did you do that? Kishuf. I have koyches of tumah that I can transform a donkey into a horse. Then I can use kishuf to make it look like a horse. I'm using the koyach of kishuf. Real deal. We're talking the real deal here, the real koyach of kishuv, to make what is really a donkey to look to you like a horse. But when you send it to the laboratory, they'll tell you this is no horse, this is a donkey. But how come it looks like a horse? Through the koyach of kishuv, I have succeeded in creating an illusion. This is how the Smag, the Rash Mishantz, Rabbeinu Hillel, and other Rishonim understand the Isser Deraisa of Me'oinein. Now, what is the result? The result is something very convenient for all of us, and really, in truth, is the ultimate heter why today magic tricks are permitted. But let's say I do Achizas Ho'inayim, an illusion, without using the koich of kishuf. I just have some fancy trick. I have some well-designed, engineered type of box where I'm able to do things that are amazing, and you really think I'm splitting people in half, I'm connecting them, I'm doing all of these things, and I fooled you. I have achieved achizas hoyam without the koyach of kishuf. Nowhere in the Torah is there any remez whatsoever that such a thing should be prohibited. And that's why a magic trick today, as a given, there is no such thing anymore as kishuf. No one we know today, at least not in the film world, yeah.
I always understood mainstream thinking is that in ancient times, like in Mitzrayim, there was a real kishuf,
yeah.
Whatever that was.
It says in the Torah, it says kishuf, umechashef.
Beyond, and well beyond that time. But those arts, those skills were lost.
Right.
Whatever we do today is
no. But there's another word in the Torah. There's an iser d'oraisa of performing kishuf. But there is another iser d'oraisa that has nothing to do with kishuf. It says in the pasuk, lo yimotzi v'cha ma'avir b'no vito bo'esh kosem kisamim me'onein. So what is a me'onein? So the Gemara has three opinions. One of the three opinions, the translation, the word me'onein comes from the word ayin. And the Gemara, the Chachamim, the majority opinion, the translation of me'onein is achizas einayin. You're not allowed to create an illusion. An illusion is an iser d'oraisa, punishable with malchus. The question is, how then do we ever go to a magic show? Every single magic show, they are creating illusions. They're doing what we call achizas einayim. And Rav Moshe says, we told him with something which is a good magic show. A magic show you would pay money to go to, not to go watch a marathon. Marathon is something which someone can do something better than you. But a real achizas einayim appears to be in violation of me'onein. So to start off, the simple answer is, well, go look in the Rishonim how they define the essence, the prohibition of Me'onein. The Rash Mishans, and which is a very popular parish on the Mishnayos, and the Rabbeinu Hillel, which is a parish on the Sifra, and the Smag, which is well established and well known, all very clearly define the Me'onein is you create an illusion through the koach of kishuf. It says in the Torah there's something called kishuf. Kishuf means you actually produce results. I start off with a stick, and this stick is turned into a snake. How do you turn a stick into a real snake? You need to use the koach of kishuf. If you do that, you have violated an isra deraisa called mechashef. Then there's another thing you can do. I have a stick, and this stick looks like a snake. How did I, is it really a snake? No, it's not really a snake, it's really a stick. But it looks like a stick. How did you do that? I did it through the koyach of kishuf. It's a watered-down version of kishuf. If I was a real, bona fide expert in kishuf, I would actually make the stick into a real snake. But because I don't have that full koyach of kishuf, I have a watered-down version of kishuf, I only can make it look like a snake when it's really, in essence, a stick. But let's say you go to a magic show in the 21st century at your local yeshiva Malava Malka, where the guy takes a stick and he makes the stick look like a snake. Is he using the koyach of kishuf to produce this illusion? Of course not. Because today there is no kishuf, period. So every illusion, achizas einayim, does not fit into the translation, of the word ma'onin in this pasuk. Because the word ma'onin in this pasuk is only when it's accomplished through the koyach of kishuf. But if there's no kishuf whatsoever, it's mutar l'chatchila. There's no prohibition whatsoever according to the Rash Mishans, the Rabbeinu Hillel, and the Smak.
Then
it's not an illusion. Sure, it's an illusion.
It is magic. It's not an illusion.
Well, we all know today there's no such thing as magic.
Why don't we? Can't we just accept that?
Yes, so we do accept that. That's what we do accept.
Moshe Rabbeinu with a stick and a snake.
That was an ois minas shemayim. That was a nes. That was the koich of kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu was not using kishuv. Moshe was using the koich of kedusha. It's an oso sumovsim. It's in a different category altogether. Same thing. Oisoy sumovsim. This is not the koich of kishuv. This is oisoy sumovsim lemalo miderech ateva, the koich of kedusha. Now, here is the problem. Here is the problem. I quoted for you three rishonim that ties the word ma'oinein to mean it's only awesome in a Torah when it is accompanied through the koich of kishuv. Basically, everyone else besides these three rishonim disagree. They are of the opinion that when it says in the pasuk ma'oinein, ma'oinein has nothing to do with mechashif. In other words, the Torah says it is awesome in a Torah to create an optical illusion. Period. Which you take that at face value, every magic show that you've ever seen is in violation of the Isser Deraisa of Me'onein. Of Me'onein. Now let me cut to the chase, then we'll go backwards. So why then do we do? Since the bottom line really is that basically everyone holds that it's Isser. Everyone holds that the Taich of Me'onein is an optical illusion. And you don't need Koyach of Kishuf. You're not allowed to do something which appears to be an optical illusion. You're fooling the eyes. You're Oiche Zenayim. The main heter there comes from, let me write his name, it comes from Rabbi Yisrael Yehoshua Tronk, who's the machaber of the sefer called Yovin Das. Yovin Das, this Pesach, he wrote a number of, he was a very, very big Pesach in the 19th century. He lived from the year 1821 to the year 1893. He was a Talmud of the Kutzker Rebbe. He was a major Pesach in Poland. He lived in a city called Kutna. He was the Rav of Kutna. He was a major Pesach. He wrote a number of Sfarim on Shulchan Aruch. He's the one that's credited. They should have a disclaimer. They should give him commission. Every magic show should give him commission because it really comes down on his all based on his heder, which many places can work with. Not all are so happy. Is that if you tell the audience in advance that what you're doing is an optical illusion, even though it's true that it does not need to involve kishuf, but when you actually fool the person walks away. Wow. He's able to do something that you can't do. How he did it's irrelevant. He didn't use kishuf, because it doesn't exist today, kishuf, but he did the impossible. If the person walks away believing that this is what we call magic, then you are in violation of me'onein. But if you tell the people in advance, a disclaimer, what I'm doing is nothing special. It's only because I have special instruments. Training. I know it's kedai. You should see these. It's all a matter of the instruments. It's all a matter of the utensil. Like it's, if you see some of these kits, these magic tricks. My nephew, he has some of these kits, and he shows me how the tricks work. You're amazed. And it's like the design of these devices. Like you have a simple cup, a cup of water, and you have a little box, and how it has multiple compartments. And you know how careful, how well crafted these little devices are in order that you can maneuver them in a certain way, which gives the appearance that you're doing the impossible to create these illusions. If you tell the audience in advance that you're using such instruments, and it's just for fun, for your entertainment, then he holds that's not in violation of what it says in the Ma'onein. Furthermore, not everyone is so happy with this heter, because the magicians? Some hold that's still not enough of a heter. The other heter is the only one the Torah says can't do this are Jews, but a non-Jew can do this. So it is highly advisable to hire, when you can, non-Jewish magicians. And then if you want to add to the equation, and the non-Jewish magician should be told, part of the contract we're hiring you is, you have to make this disclaimer that this is not real magic, these are just sleight of the hand, and also he'll demonstrate one or two tricks how they're done, then you're really covering all ground. So the Jew is not actually doing it. It's being done by a non-Jew. For him, there is no prohibition. And in addition, he's also explaining to the audience that it's not really magic. You're covering all ground. Now, the reason why we're so obsessed, I told you, the smog says off the bat it's mutter. Right? The smog. What's wrong with the smog? What's wrong with with the other two Pesachim we mentioned. Who did we mention already? Forgot. What?
Rav
Mishantz. Rav Mishantz. And Rabbeinu Hillel. So what do we have to come on to a non-Jewish magician and give disclaimers? Let's be happy with these three Rishonim. Problem is the Rambam. Because the Rambam always has the bottom line in Halacha. Even if we don't pass like the Rambam's influence is always present in every Halacha, whether you like it or not. Even when we reject the Rambam flat out, he's still there. He's always a ghost. He's always there hiding behind the curtain, the Rambam. So what is the Rambam? The problem is the Rambam, in this instance, is subject to enormous discussion. Because the Rambam, you go to a good shir in yeshiva, they'll always show you a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gittin paskins like this. But the Rambam in Hilchos Nekach Memkar paskins like this. Oh, there's a steer in the Rambam. So then you'll have Rab Chaim and you'll have Briska Torah always coming to save, to answer the Rambam. Here the Rambam contradicts himself on two sides of the page. Let me read you. In Hilchos Avodas Koychavim, Avodah Zarah, in the Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Test, the Rambam talks about the Isra of Le'oinein. Okay, Oinein, that's what it just says. He now let have an Oinein. Also, Le'oinein, Avopi Shaloyosa, even in the Mice, he goes through the whole thing. And then at the end, after he goes through the whole laws of Le'oinein, different interpretations, it means basically, the different ideas, he then concludes, V'chein, and furthermore, another example of Le'oinein, Ho'oichez Es Ho'einayim. If you fool someone, a sleight of hand, optical illusion, you did something amazing, a tamua, and you really didn't do anything, it's just you knew how to maneuver your hands, or you have a special device, and you receive lashes, biblical lashes, for one. So the Rambam, at face value, he seems to say he doesn't make any mention about kishuf. He doesn't say anything about kishuf. He just says flat out, he says that if you are me'oinein, you get malchus. So if you learn this Rambam, I think we'll be in a lot of trouble. We'll be in a lot of trouble of even if halach it's mutter, it's not within the spirit of halacha to have a goy do something for us that we can't do. And if the Rambam would say, and the Rambam says a pretty valid, that it's awesome without getting malchus. Problem is, just turn one page, don't even turn the page, in halacha yud and halacha tezvav, he talks about nechashef, kishuf. And he goes, chayev skila, this nechashef, vehu shoyse maise kishafim, avol, Ho'oiches es ho'enayim. Someone that is oiches es ho'enayim, v'hu sheyirish osa v'hu loy osa loike, he gets loike makas mardus. You only get malchus only osa midrabanon. B'bnei shalav zenema b'mechashe b'chlal loyimotz b'chol lav. Why it's nidin lasharas misas bezin is really referring to misa, and this only loisa say. But basically, he goes on to say that if a person is oiches es hoinayim, there is no malkois arboim, there's only makas mardas. So the problem is, what in the world is going on? Why is it when it comes to me'oinein, he says there's a chi of malkos deraisa, and when it comes to mechashef, when you me'oiches es yodayim, there is no malchus. There's basically a contradiction between the Rambam on two sides of one page. What is going on? So who asked this kasha? The Kesef Mishnah, who is basically the Shulchan Aruch, who's the Kesef Mishnah, who wrote the Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and he asked this question, and he gives out four or five answers. The answers that he holds to be the Ikar results in a very great leniency for us. Because he basically says how he reconciles, which is not for now, because it's already 12 o'clock, the way he reconciles this issue is that both the Rambam here, and Perik in both here, are Rambam's opinion is you only chayef for me'onein if you do oiches es ha'inayim through kishuf. There must be when it says here that you're going to get malchus being oiches for optical illusion. The way you fool people is through using real magic. And he explains there are really two lavim. There's a lav of ma'onin. There's a lav of mechashef. So for the lav of ma'onin, you're not going to get malchus, but for the lav of mechashef, you will get malchus. But both of them have to be done with the koyach of kishuf. It's a whole long discussion. But the point over here is that the Rambam clearly, the way the Kesef Mishnah answers the Rambam is he answers the Rambam with the same yisod as the Rash Mishans and the Smag and Rabbeinu Hillel, that the prohibition of Oches Es Hoinayim is only when you're doing it with a koyach of kishuf. But if there's no koyach of kishuf, then there's no iser de'araisa, there's no iser midrabanan, and it's permitted. This is how the Kesef Mishnah comes to the rescue, the answer, the stira, and based upon that, we're very lucky, because based upon that, then we can have a magic show without any disclaimers. The problem is, that answer of the Beis Yosef is only one of many answers. The Bach, and the Shach, and all of the other answers... What?
The first,
yeah.
It says precisely the opposite.
He says, you get Malchus to Araisa. And here it says, you get Malchus to Rabbana. Okay, we can't go into the details. Number one, I don't even know the details. There's a steer, and the point is, we want to know what the Rambam holds, because the Rambam is very important to know the halacha. Even though we have a Rash Mishans and a Smag and a Rabbeinu Hill that come out that will be mutter, we're not satisfied, because most of Shulchan Aruch is based upon the Rambam. That's the way it is. So we really want to know, what does the Rambam stand on this issue? How does he translate the pasuk? If you're going to translate the pasuk owning to me that you're not allowed to be oiches es hoyadayim even without any koyach of kishuf, that would basically shut down a multi-million-dollar industry. That basically means every single magic show is an iser deraisa. It violates an iser deraisa of being oiches es hoyadayim, and you don't need the koyach of kishuf. According to the three Rishon we've quoted, it's not going to shut down the industry, because the Pasuk in the Torah is only discussing when you're fooling a person through the Koyach of Kishuf. There's the real Kishuf and there's the make-believe Kishuf. The real Kishuf, you get results. The make-believe Kishuf is you only fool a person, but if you don't even use Kishuf to fool a person, then you're not doing anything wrong. L'chachil it's mutter. Is the Rambam in agreement with that interpretation of the Pasuk? According to the Beis Yosef, the answer is yes. The Rambam also learns that the Pasuk is only being... The prohibition only when you're doing a kishuf, and therefore that's why we have many leniencies. That's why the industry is up in business, because we are not today using kishuf in order to create optical illusions. The problem, though, is, and everyone struggles with this, is that this answer of the Kesef Mishnah is only one answer. Basically, every single other Pesach who came along to analyze these two Rambams have come out with the conclusion that the Isser of Oiches Es HaYadayim is an Isser de Oraisa even when you don't use the Koyach of Kishuf. And to make things more complex, the Rambam also reviewed these halachos in Sefer HaMitzvos. In addition to the Yad HaChazakah, okay, he also wrote another Sefer, a concise Sefer called Sefer HaMitzvos, where he reviews all the halachas like the Smag, and there he talks about Oiches Es Hoinayim in the mitzvah of Ma'onin, and makes no mention of Kishuf. And in fact, he says there that you're doing two averus. He's also Geneva. You goinev das habrios. Whenever you do Oiches Es Hoinayim, in addition to the violation the Arais of Ma'onin, Oiches Es Hoinayim, you're a ganof. What difference does it make to steal someone's money or to mislead a person to think that you can do something you can't do? You're going to das habrios. And his shock, a lot of the poets are very disturbed why the Kesef Mishnah, when he came to enter the stira, did not mention what it says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs to shed light. So the problem is, basically, the Kesef Mishnah is a das yochid in his very lenient interpretation of the Rambam. According to basically everyone else, the Rambam is of the opinion that a magic trick is usser, no matter what. And Rav Moshe struggles with this, and all the Gedolim, they all struggle with this, and Rav Moshe says he doesn't want to give a psak that it's mutter, because it appears really that
so let's say a doctor gives a patient a pill.
Yeah. No, that's medicine.
But he
medicine.
Has a magic wand, and he says, poof, he's cured.
Psychological. Yeah. So the bottom line is, these are the asidus. Let's just review the asidus. The asidus are this. Let's just review. Let's recap in 60 seconds. Let's recap. Okay, when you talk about a magic show, which you should know is today, it's like music. Even though it's in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to listen to music, but everyone listens to music. Magic shows, I'm telling you, for children, this is the way to go. It is done without even a havamina. Okay, this is every malava malka, every form of child entertainment. This is the first thing. Even the biggest charedim, they go for it. They're all into. As long as the children have what to do and not make trouble, it's a wonderful thing. Where does it come from? So what are the issues? It's a pasuk in the Torah. You're not allowed to be a ma'onin. The problem is ma'onin means, according to the chamim, oiches es huinayim. The issue is it appears against the backdrop of kishu. Is oicheid zanaim only also when it's done through kishuf, or it's even also when it's done just done alone without kishuf? We have three rishonim that say it's even more. There's also the Acher and the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael says it's mutl lechatchila also. It's mutl lechatchila. We have three rishonim. One Acher on the pasuk, and the pasuk is only going where it is kishuf. There's no kishuf. There's no issue. It's mutl lechatchila. However, from the Rambam, the Rambam is not clear. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot seems to say that it's osur. The Rambam in Yad HaZaka, there's a problem. There's a contradiction. One place he says that it's osur deraisa, one place osur midrabban. Both of them don't sound too good. And then there's a resolution to this contradiction. The Kesef Mishnah has a resolution, and his resolution uncovers the yisod that the Rambam is only discussing kishuf, and there's no kishuf, it's mutter. That's another reason to be matter. But most of the mefarshim that explain the Rambam don't learn like that. And they learn that the Rambam bottom line holds in one place that achizah, not even like kishuf, is osur. And therefore, many of the modern day, the contemporary poskim say, we have to take this into consideration, that there is indeed many that say that it's osur, and if you want to be matir, you have to at least try to do the best you can to find heterim, and that's how we use the heter of trunk in the Yovin Das, who says, just tell the people that it's not the real deal. Not everyone is so happy with this psak. Rav Avadya Yosef, you know, is very machner. Rav Avadya Yosef says it's osur. There's no ands, ifs, and buts. Magic shows are osur. Shut down the industry. He does not hold like the space. The Beis Yosef's answer. He hold no, and he does not hold from trunks heter. He does not go for a trunks heter. He says it's osur. Magic tricks. What? Svardim. Osur. He holds it's osur. However, the bottom one, if you need to do it, the ideal thing is a non-Jew, and the non-Jew should reveal that it's not just a trick, it's not for real, and demonstrate a few. Halacha l'maisa, we see it's not like that. We see there are many Jewish people that are they make their parnasa from this. This is their parnasa, their parnasa, and they make disclaimers, they don't make disclaimers, it depends on the audience. You go to a real Haredi retreat, then they'll force you to make a disclaimer. If you're not going to go, then they'll be much more happy not making disclaimers. These are the issues.